Volumes of gas supplied to the Abwazi thermal plant has increased as the West African Gas Pipeline Company, WAPCO, is supplying between 102 million standard cubic feet and 147 million standard cubic feet to the plant. This increase in supplies comes at a time technicians of FPSO Kwame Nkrumah continue to fix the challenges associated with the transportation of gas from the Jubilee fields to the Atuabo gas processing plant. The corporate manager of WAPCO, Harriet Rekubrobe, tells Business News that the volumes have been increased according to the contracts with the suppliers in Nigeria. She calls for support from players in the industry to ensure the integrity of the pipeline to enable WAPCO to perform its functions efficiently. He spoke to Maxwell Yusufu.
I cannot answer for how the supply of gas will enhance operations and thermal plants. What I can say is that the supplies of the gas from Nigeria have increased. They've given us a certain quantity, which is higher, for us to transport to the consumer. And when the gas is being delivered, we are asked to either deliver to Tema or to Takoradi, or to deliver a certain quantity to Tema and a certain quantity to Takoradi. So that is what we do. And what we are expecting is that VRA should be able to explain how that will enhance their operation.
The quantities or the volumes that you are transporting, are they enough to meet the quantities that you are supposed to deliver to the various points that you have identified?
Well, I cannot tell you what quantity we have delivered today, but then what I can tell you is that we have delivered, I think what we are delivering now is very close to full foundation volume. That is what has been contracted for us to transport.
Any challenges by way of delivering of your function as transporters?
Well, not really. We are supposed to be operating a pipeline that is reliable and safe, and we are doing that, and we are prepared to transport any quantity of gas that is given to us transport. If you want to talk about our challenges, all that we need is to have a good quantity of gas to transport so that we can make our revenues from the transportation, and for us to also be paid as we are doing, you know, playing our role, for us to be paid for the services that we deliver. That's for us. That's for. Apart from that, the challenges of making sure that the pipeline remains undamaged and so on, that is also part of a challenge which the governmental agencies like the Navy and the maritime authorities are actually supporting us to fulfill. The pipeline is intact as of now, and we will continue to monitor it. Of course, we do need the support of the government and the governmental agencies, because we are not out there in the ocean, and we need support to make sure that the pipeline remains undamaged.